This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. In just a few hours, U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to hold a high-stakes virtual summit with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin amid a massive buildup of Russian troops along the Ukrainian border. President Biden is expected to make a series of diplomatic overtures to Putin in an effort to de-escalate the situation, along with clear warnings of likely sanctions if Russian troops invade its smaller neighbor and former Soviet republic. Administration officials say Moscow has launched a massive cyberspace disinformation campaign against Ukraine's government that echoes Russia's 2014 invasion and annexation of Crimea. The U.S. intelligence community released a document last week that concluded Putin is planning to deploy as many as 175,000 troops along the Ukrainian border as soon as January as part of a multi-front invasion. The White House said Monday Biden consulted with several European allies ahead of the call with Putin. Officials from leading NATO members, Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, were expected to have been on Monday's call with Biden. The U.S. president was looking to coordinate messaging and potential economic sanctions against Russia in response to the Ukraine situation. While the U.S. has provided considerable military support to Ukraine, administration officials say the U.S. would not deploy combat troops to the country in the event of a Russian invasion. China is denouncing the Biden administration's decision to impose a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics as a violation of the Olympic spirit. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Linzhan told reporters Tuesday in Beijing the U.S. would suffer a loss of moral authority and credibility from a boycott, and that it would have a negative impact on bilateral dialogue and cooperation in important areas. While diplomatic boycott means no U.S. officials will attend the Beijing Games, Team USA athletes will be allowed to participate. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe, Hans Klug, said Tuesday, children aged 5 to 14 now have the highest rates of infection on the continent, highlighting the need to make protecting children a priority. During a virtual briefing with the agency's regional headquarters in Copenhagen, Klug urged governments to make protecting children in schools a priority in any response to avoid school closures and home learning. He said it's not unusual to see 2 to 3 times higher incidence of infection among young children than in the average population. He added that while cases and deaths have more than doubled in the region over the past 2 months, COVID-19 deaths have remained significantly low below previous peaks. He said the situation has improved thanks to vaccinations. Klug said just over half of all people in Europe and Central Asia are now fully vaccinated, and 43 out of 50 countries in the region are offering additional booster shots. As of Monday, he said there have been 432 cases of the Omicron variant across the region as scientists race to know more about the severity and transmissibility of the new variant. He said the Delta variant remains the dominant variant in Europe. Klug said mandatory vaccination should also be an absolute last resort and only applicable when all other feasible options to improve vaccination uptake has been exhausted. He said mandates have been proven effective in some environments to increase vaccination rates, but the effectiveness varies. The effectiveness of mandates is very context specific. The German parliament, meanwhile, is expected to consider vaccination mandates in the coming days. The body of U.S. Senator Bob Dole of Kansas will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Thursday as congressional leaders honor the former Republican presidential candidate and World War II veteran. Dole served in Congress for 36 years. He died Sunday at the age of 98. Dole shaped tax and foreign policy and worked vigorously to help the disabled. Senate leaders from both sides of the political aisle spoke of his legacy earlier this week. Despite rising to the tops of the Republican Party, Dole always kept close relationships with Democrats. He was a leader known for his caustic wit, which he often turned on himself, but didn't hesitate to turn on others as well. The U.S. Capitol Rotunda has been considered the most suitable place for the nation to pay final tribute to its most in the remains lie in state there. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, however, the viewing will not be open to the public. Tuesday marks the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the American naval base near Honolulu, Hawaii, or what then U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt described as December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The surprise strike on the U.S. Pacific fleet killed more than 2,400 service members and civilians, wounded about 1,000 people, and damaged or destroyed almost 20 ships and more than 300 aircraft in less than 2 hours. The next day, President Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan, and the U.S. entered World War II. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Cutler.